from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Bo. So we got to get into some of the latest and greatest with the Atlanta Falcons. And you and I had a chance to meet up with a couple of players since we've been on air for the morning shift. And one of those guys was Arnold Ebikadi on Friday afternoon. We got a chance to talk to him. And he talked about what he did this offseason to kind of get himself ready for this career year.
I feel like during the offseason, my main goal was kind of pick it up where I left that. I feel like last year, the second part of the season, that's kind of where I kind of found myself, per se. And my main goal was just to get my body ready, and I understood what I had to do in order to take that next step this year.
I actually thought Ebikadi was very insightful. I don't know what you took out of the conversation, man, but he was a lot more open and honest than maybe some of the other guys we talked to about just, you know, what he's going through and what this year is going to mean to him.
For me, it was the first time I've ever felt he was like, he's kind of a fun personality, and he's kind of a joking guy. And last year he was going around calling himself Dr. Ebikadi because of the pass rush. I mean, but this year he kind of
forgot about that.
Honestly, I was sitting there and I was like, you're different, and it took me a while. And I re-listened to the interview when I was editing it for our show Saturday, and I went, dude, he's locked in. Like, he just seems like he just seems like there's a serious attitude with him this year, more of how he's taking camp. Like, and I'm not saying it's oh, he's gonna do this and that, but he just felt a little bit more locked in than in training camp, because it was a second day of training camp, essentially.
It was. Nikki, I'm curious to get your perspective, too, because obviously on this station and this show, we have covered the Kirk Cousins signing / Michael Penix drafting, back and forth. Listen, I know you're familiar, at least, with Kirk Cousins. What were your thoughts when the news kind of broke that Kirk Cousins was going to be headed down here and, be the quarterback for the Falcons?
I thought it was a good fit. I still remember interviewing him when he was at Michigan State. And
now we're talking. What was he like back then? Same
the
guy?
The exact same.
Really?
And that's what's so cool. He just was – I remember our crew. We walked away. Back in the day, I used to travel and it was a show called Road Trip on ESPN.
I remember that.
Got to host that. It was an absolute blast. But one of the coolest parts is we got to travel all over the country and, go to the hottest matchups. And it was a Michigan State-Michigan matchup. We're talking to Kirk Cousins, and literally, if you were to play back the video of him, this is probably 2013-ish, the exact same.
Yeah.
Just who he is, what he's about, how just, no BS. He was the exact same. So I loved it. I thought it was a really good fit. Obviously, he's got family here, and he's just, I don't know.
It works out.
He's like he always reminded me of just like a Ken Barbie doll in a way.
And Julie, his wife, just seems like she is just the salt of the earth. You know what I mean? Just your typical, just wants to do best by him, and just she's just living the dream, man. So I absolutely love that. That's fun. I remember that road trip show. Do you remember that, Bo? The ESPN road trip.
What was the
guy that was on the road trip? What was his name?
So Drubner was with me for a while. He went with us on the when Alabama went on the run.
That's right.
He was with us when we covered Alabama. Yeah.
Actually, I do remember that show. It took me a second, but
yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. But what was so cool is now, you're interviewing these guys back then, but now they've had like such incredible NFL careers. It's really cool to see how it pans out. Kirk Cousins being one of them, too.
Yeah. All right. So one of the other things Arnold Ebikadi talked about, which I really thought was extremely intriguing, kind of eye opening, was, look, there's no veteran presence quite like you had last year. Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell aren't here. How do you kind of deal with their absence right now?
I learned a lot from those guys. You talk about somebody like Calais. He's going on year 17 now. From him, I kind of learned what it takes to be great. And also, you want to maintain your body throughout the season because you want to be at your best late in the season, hopefully leading up to the playoff and ultimately getting to the Super Bowl. That's when you want to peak at. You don't want to peak at the beginning of the season and kind of have that fall off later on. So just seeing how those guys prepare, take care of their bodies, I learned a lot from that.
I mean, that's what you get from veterans a lot of times when they're in the locker room, and I'm sure he did, but hearing him kind of talk about still being in touch and texting back and forth with Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, I think kind of makes a lot of Falcons fans probably pretty happy, I have to imagine.
Well, you think that because you think he's still, you know, they're still sharing advice and still kind of helping him with stuff. But the body part that he talks about and knowing how to keep your body, I don't want to say healthy because none of these guys are healthy at the end, but just at where you're at your best, that's exactly what Calais Campbell was late last year. Calais Campbell played his best football, I would say probably from week 13 on or maybe 12 on or somewhere around there. Now, he was also helped having that Wednesday off. Every Wednesday they gave Calais Campbell off, which is what you want to do for those guys.
I love that, man. But gotta love that.
The fact of the matter is that's very important, especially for a guy coming off the edge late in the season, because if you're making a push for the playoffs, you might need a big sack or two, or maybe just a disruption play to throw timing off of something late.
Yeah, there's nothing better than just knowing that a veteran is being taken care of, you know, taking shots off the knee and other things like that, man. So I'm glad Calais Campbell's still in his ear. And hopefully, look, like you mentioned, man, those guys kind of rose together at the end of the year last year and kind of made their mark on the end of the season. Hopefully, at least Arnold Abakady can take up for that. All right, we come back. We'll get to the front page. We got to talk about this Matty Olson kind of getting off the schneid over the weekend, but the Reynaldo Lopez news just, it looms large, man, and it hurts and it stings. And we'll keep you up to date on all the latest with the Atlanta Braves and everything else going on, Olympics, et cetera. When we get back, it's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Nikki hanging out with you on this Monday morning. Stick with us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.